This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You can dial in toll-free here. You bring up whatever you want. Still to come, we haven't even scratched the surface of the story. Three rules I made my daughter swear to obey at college. We're going to share those with you here, and you can weigh in with your thoughts if you want. We were talking about helicopter parents and the idea of these parents that are constantly hovering over their offspring, even when they should be letting them out of the nest.
At 23.
Yeah, they're nesting in their college dorm room, whatever. So we're going to get into that. And actually, Jay Ryan had called in at the end of the last hour. He dropped off off the line, and I guess he wasn't sure whether he should hold or not. And sorry for any confusion about that, but yes, I had intended to hold him over. He was calling about IOTA, which is, you know, one of the myriad of competitors to Bitcoin out there. And I happen to have noticed this thing come into the top 10. This is the way a lot of people find out about the altcoins, right? They're looking at the top 10, and, there's something new in the top 10. What's that? Because there's hundreds of these things out there. There's so for listeners that don't know, Bitcoin, the world's first decentralized cryptocurrency. It's amazing. We have been huge fans of it here on Free Talk Live for a long time. But there's all these others, these Me Too kind of, we're doing Bitcoin, but we're doing it a little differently, which is basically what almost all of them are.
I think it's different than different. In many cases, they have, improvements.
That's what I mean. They've
slight and
something.
Some profound.
They've tweaked something about the original Bitcoin code. Now, there have been some things that have been very different from Bitcoin. So Monero was one of those examples where they actually did like a completely original cryptocurrency, as I understand it, with the Monero code.
Yep.
So most of the other things that are competing with Bitcoin started as Bitcoin, and then they just edited the code, because Bitcoin is open source, meaning that anybody who wants to can copy the code, edit the code, and then they release this new thing. It's Markcoin, or whatever. And that's why there probably is a Markcoin, if you went and looked it up.
I like the sound of that.
There are hundreds of these things out there. The last time I looked, which was probably like a year ago, there were at least 600 of these alternatives to Bitcoin.
There's probably 60,000 at this point,
maybe,
including the Ethereum tokens.
Yeah, because not all of them are listed on all of the CoinMarketCap websites or CoinCap.io, where you can go and you can look at a glance and see a bunch of these different things and what they're worth and what their prices, the changes have been over time. So you've got a very select group of these things that are not based solely on Bitcoin. So Monero is one of them, and it's doing okay. It's it dropped from $50 to $40 within the last couple of days, but Monero's still out there, still going
strong. I've
heard
predictions and tend to believe those predictions that Monero is sort of the coin of the future, but, who knows?
Well, maybe this IOTA will be, because the claim with the IOTA is that it's not like Bitcoin. It was created completely different. It has this thing called the Tangle, which the gentleman who was on the phone was talking about, instead of a blockchain. So for listeners that are new to the concept, the blockchain is what, Mark? Do you want to take a crack at that?
Yeah, it's an online ledger, meaning that transactions are recorded online forever and ever, and then that ledger is copied hundreds of thousands of times across the internet, and it is immutable. And I think that's what I want to say about it.
And it requires these people who are doing what's called mining in order to create the blocks that are put into the blockchain. And what's in the blocks are the transactions that have happened within basically like the last 10 minutes. I'm being very general here for the sake of the discussion.
Sure.
None of us are engineers, and we don't want things to get too complicated. But that's what's behind the scenes of Bitcoin, this immutable, distributed, decentralized ledger that takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of computing power. It takes a lot of power, literally, like electric power, to run these miners.
It takes a lot of electric power to run the Visa and MasterCard networks, too.
Yeah, sure it does.
And much of that electricity is actually subsidized to the to the people that are running their little card swipers. Imagine how much power goes on in every business, on every card swiper out there that runs all day long at every checkout aisle that you swipe your card through. Yeah. All of that is being paid by the business owner as opposed to the Visa and MasterCard network.
True.
And the amount of money that goes into that, no one ever wants to quantify
that. No one
calculates that.
Yeah, calculates that. I mean, it's probably not a whole lot because those things don't suck down a whole lot of power. They're just...
But there's a whole lot of them.
That's true. That's true. So the idea here of the IOTA, he mentioned Internet of Things. You guys have heard of this, right? Internet of Things? Do you guys know what that is?
Yes.
Internet
of
Things.
Your refrigerator is now spying on you.
Yeah, well, that's sort of the possible downside of the Internet of Things. But the... Look, let's look at reality. It's probably going to be... pretty popular, this Internet of Things, right?
Yeah.
That there's all these... the idea is, and I'm not an expert on it, I don't know much about it, I've just heard, the idea is that, like, every item, every electrical thing in your home, refrigerator, coffee maker, you know, surveillance system, whatever the electrical items might be, that they'll all have their own IP address, which is why they moved from IPv4 to IPv6, because they needed more addresses. They ran out. You know your IP address with the three numbers, or four numbers that can be up to 256. They made a longer and more complicated number that involves letters now, because they needed so many more IP addresses. And the idea was they were going to need it, as I understand it, for not just the human beings on Earth, but for all of their things.
Yeah.
So each one of these things is going to be online and exchanging information. It could be something as simple as your refrigerator, noticing that you're out of milk, and so it places an order for more milk for when you go to pick up the milk from the grocery store or whatever. That's kind of my understanding of the idea.
It just seems easier to me to go and look in the refrigerator and see what I need and decide if you want it.
Yeah. Yep.
But you know what? The NSA can pay for their own infrastructure. I'm not going to buy it for them.
I'm with you. Maybe I'm old-fashioned, but
right,
I just...
Right. This is what curmudgeons sound like, just so you know.
I don't get it.
I'm with you 100%. I have no interest in turning my coffee maker on with my cell phone.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, so fine. I could set my coffee maker. It has the settings for it.
Right.
Sometimes I do it so it'll make coffee in the morning. It'll be ready by the time I get up.
There you go.
But it turns out somebody's got to put the grounds in there. Somebody's got to put the water in there.
Yep.
And if I'm going to do all of that, I might as well set the thing and have it go off when I want it to.
And, I mean, some things have a trade-off. So, I have one of these, but
the
there's a lot of stuff I can do with this.
Mm-hmm.
It actually does things.
Right.
Putting a computer chip in my refrigerator is not going to accomplish anything. And I understand that if any NSA agent wants to right now, they can go through my text messages and hear me talk, which I'm on the radio anyway, so have fun with that. But, so like, yes, I understand that this comes with a cost, but... if I want to, I can leave it in my bedroom and walk into the kitchen and talk about something that I don't want anybody to hear.
Now, your refrigerator might be able to pick that up if you have one of these things.
So,
because they have them where you can actually, tell it what to do, right? Like, order, Mr. Refrigerator, order me this.
And so for the benefit of not needing to go see how much milk you have, and then you don't even get to be the one to decide when to buy it, it, decides.
I don't know. Maybe it just adds it to a shopping list, and then you submit the list.
Yeah, but that doesn't tell me anything. If I just go look at my shopping list, and it's like, oh, milk, that doesn't tell me how much I have.
I see what you're saying.
Like, what if I want to buy it when I have a half gallon left? What if I want to buy it only when I run out?
They might have programming that allows you to do that. They could weigh the shelf where, they at the automated checkouts, they have
right. These are conveniences I just don't need.
I'm with you.
I just don't need it.
I'm with you. So, even though I'm not interested in the Internet of Things, doesn't mean the rest of the world isn't going to be interested.
Oh, people are going to do it just because it's cool. Hey, look what I can do.
Right.
I get it.
And manufacturers may do it anyway.
I mean, people have Alexa, and what is the Google's version of that?
Home. Google Home.
Yeah, that is completely, are you insane?
I don't have that, but my old roommate did have one of the Alexas, and he seemed to like it.
I'm glad I live with anarchists because I
He is a supposed anarchist. But he liked it. He was into it. So, I mean, yeah, there are going to be people who are into this, but even further, even for people who don't care about it, there's a good chance that the manufacturers are going to go ahead and put these things in every coffee maker anyway.
It's
going
to be done. It's going to be to scale.
I think there's still going to be a demand for $20 coffee makers.
But eventually they will be $20 coffee makers. What I'm saying is these are going to be small chips that are going to be, you know, essentially meaningless, all working on Wi-Fi over time. It'll get more affordable, not tomorrow necessarily, but we'll continue here with the Internet of Things. Also, college drinking rules coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah.
take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype as well. And the Skype username is lrn.fm. In the studio tonight with you, you've got Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
So we were talking, originally we were going to talk about the three rules that some mom has told her daughter in college that she has to follow when it comes to drinking, and we can tell you more about that coming up here in moments. But first, we got into this conversation about the Internet of Things. However, before we get into that, Melanie, you are launching your own business as an accountant, which you, that's kind of your thing. You do accountant stuff.
Well, she's not launching her own business. She is expanding her business beyond the purview of simply people she knows.
Okay, well, good point. You had an accounting business. You kind of wound it down to get a regular job, and now you're winding it back up again. Is that more accurate?
Yes.
So what do you think the advantages of people going with you as far as an accountant is, people, especially libertarian types?
So there's a lot of accountants, which just baffles my mind because that's not where their paycheck is coming from, who seem super convinced that they work for the IRS.
Oh, boy.
And while I don't have the firepower to get rid of the IRS at this point in time, I
would.
Will...
You would if you could.
Absolutely. I will make sure that they don't steal any more from you than... has to be the case in whatever your scenario is, I guess.
So you know your stuff when it comes to how to file things.
Yes.
And folks who want to connect with you, because, you know, most people want to do accounting stuff toward tax time, but there are people who need it throughout the year, right? Accounting services?
Most people is going to be just, you know, the April deadline. Mm-hmm. Some people have quarterly stuff going on. If you have employees, you have at least that. It just depends on what you have going on.
So you want to talk to, presumably you would like to connect with people who maybe they're currently doing their own taxes and are sick of it and want to have somebody just handle it for them and handle it better. And then also people who might already have somebody doing accounting that they want to get rid of and would love to bring a liberty-oriented accountant on to help them. Would you
right.
say that's accurate?
Yes. I mean, and I also do bookkeeping, so some of that's on like a monthly basis.
Okay.
Just keeping track of whatever you have going on.
So you basically help people find savings that they may have missed. You have that experience, that kind of thing. You're helping my family, and I appreciate that. Thank you so much. And people can go to tax.freetalklive.com to get in contact with you.
Yes.
There you go.
Right. Tax.freetalklive.com for Melanie's accounting services. So IOTA is what we were talking about, this cryptocurrency that's just hit the scene. You know, there's a lot of these things out there. This is not an endorsement of this thing. It's just a thing to talk about because it does seem to be different. We were explaining the idea of blockchain, which is the technology that runs Bitcoin, and pretty much all of the other Bitcoin me-toos out there, these altcoins that are kind of basically like Bitcoin, but with some tweaks in different ways. Litecoin and, you know, Dash and, you know, all these other things. Almost all of them are based off of Bitcoin.
Yes.
And the blockchain is where the transactions go. It's this immutable ledger, and it takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of time and computer time to make the blockchain thing work. And as we've seen recently with Bitcoin, once the blocks get full, Bitcoin kind of is broken in that the fees have gone crazy because people have been bidding up these fees while the technicians argue about how to fix the problem with the capacity issues of Bitcoin. Which
Bitcoin's
is
fees issues are largely fixed at this point. No,
it's they're down. The Bitcoin fees are down, which is a good thing. There's no doubt about that because they're no longer – you don't have to spend $2 to send a Bitcoin transaction through. You might have to send 25 cents, but that's still 10 times, you know, or more than 10 times what the fees used to be, even if it's 25 cents. And that still cuts out microtransactions from being able to be done with Bitcoin. So Bitcoin still is broken because the blocks are still full. And so the problem is still there. The you know, this particular symptom of super high fees has been remedied for the time being, but there's no guarantee it's going to continue until they fix it at the source, which they have not yet done. They're in the process of doing that. Meanwhile, other people are looking at other options. They're looking at Dash. They're looking at Ether. They're looking at other things to use. But all of these things are based on the blockchain. So the people who are, you know, talking about IOTA, as our last caller was, are pointing out, well, this isn't blockchain. It's this thing called
Tangle.
The Tangle. And the claim about this Tangle is that it allows people to send transactions without a blockchain. It is a blockless distributed ledger, as they describe it on their website, iota.org. That's scalable, lightweight, and for the first time ever makes it possible to transfer value without any fees. If that is true, and as you pointed out here, Mark, we're not engineers. I looked at the white paper, but it's all, you know, mathy stuff. I don't know.
Right.
I got to algebra, okay? And then after that, that was it.
And I'm really skeptical right now of any of these new tokens. It's gotten to the point that you're basically at the level of the dot-com boom, mm-hmm. that I could bring out my own coin tomorrow, and I could make some outrageous claim about this coin, like it will make women around the world orgasm simultaneously. And people will buy this simply based on the claims that surround it, as opposed to the functionality as to whether or not the coin or the token or the, you know, the software can do what it says.
I get what you're saying, but, you know, presuming this is an open source project, which almost all of these things are, people who have the programming chops can go in and they can audit the code and they can see whether it does.
But can they get that information that this is BS to me?
Well, you'd have to probably go out and look for it, would be my guess.
Okay.
Because they're not going to come knocking on your door and let you know that they've done investigations.
I'm just saying I'm skeptical, that's all.
Yeah, and I think you should be.
Anytime anything claims to be free, okay, so it is a network, there is maintenance, and it doesn't cost anything. That doesn't make sense to me.
It was one of the thoughts that came up in my mind, too, Melanie.
So, it apparently has something to do with the idea that each node on the network, if you want to transmit a transaction to the network, you have to solve two other transactions, essentially, or verify or something. So in order to send one transaction, you must assist with the network on two transactions, basically.
That sells me.
It's an interesting idea. Yeah. And if it's true that there's no more fees with this iota, then that's brilliant. And what they have as far as the, you know, why are they doing this? Well, the idea is that these devices, these Internet of Things devices, will somehow need some sort of currency between them. I'm not sure why that is, but that's the suggestion that, you know, that they're making.
Right now, everything's got a currency exchanging between it, right?
And so that this means that those devices can have the microest of microtransactions. So the idea with Bitcoin in the past was that you could do microtransactions. We've talked about this to some extent in detail. The idea being that with PayPal or credit cards, to send $1 with PayPal is going to cost you 30 cents plus 2.9% of that dollar.
Sure.
So to send, you look confused. Yes, it's a 30 cent minimum per transaction with PayPal.
That's pretty much
plus
2.9%.
It depends on which account you use.
If you're doing a personal transaction, they waive the fees. But for businesses, 30 cents per transaction across the board plus 2.9%. So you can't send 25 cents with PayPal. It's just not a possibility. There's more coming up here in moments. What does all that mean? Microtransactions. What's a dust currency? It's Free Talk Live.
Sal, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Everything you've heard about or read about regarding identity theft is wrong. There are dozens and dozens of companies out there claiming that they can prevent identity theft or that monitoring your credit file will help you prevent identity theft. And I'm here to tell you, it's simply not true. It's a scam. No one can prevent identity theft, and I mean no one. Credit monitoring will not alert you to 80% of the fraudulent issues that can happen to you. Friends, there's only one company that has the solution to identity theft. That's my friends over at Liberty ID. Liberty ID fixes the damages caused by identity theft. In fact, they've successfully restored the identities of over 60,000 individuals without fail. Call my friends at Liberty ID today to see if you've been compromised. If you're on your cell phone, you probably have been, and my friends at Liberty ID will let you know if you have and what you can do to fix it. Call right now, 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY, or visit them at libertyid.com and use discount code GCN at checkout.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You are invited to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, so Skype on in here. It's Skype username lrn.fm. Tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
Mark, tell me about hope.freetalklive.com. What's going on over there? What is it?
It is a project that we have attempting to build we're successfully building an orphanage over in Jinji, Uganda. At this point, we've got the first floor built, putting in the conduit for the wiring. We're going to be working on, they've got the concrete mixing equipment that just arrived today, so they're going to be putting on the second floor starting here in the very near future. They hope to have that done in 3 days. And it's a lot of work, and it's frankly a lot of money by their standards. Mm-hmm. $25,000 is probably what it's going to take to finish this up, $25,000, $30,000, somewhere in there. And that's not much by our standards to put together a building that's large enough for 40-something kids plus some caretakers to live there and, you know, take care of them and all that other stuff. Plus they'll have an area for a large garden so they can sell vegetables and stuff in town and support themselves. But we've been working on that for some time, and frankly, we could use a little help. We're getting every dollar matched by both Cell 411 and Jax.io, the official wallet of Free Talk Live. And all you have to do is whatever you send in, we're going to get it triple matched. So please go to hope.freetalklive.com. We've got every method that you might be interested in being able to get money to us to be able to get it matched. Hope.freetalklive.com.
All right, so coming up more about college drinking, we'll get into the 3 rules I made my daughter swear to obey at college, according to some mom website. coming up here in a moment, but just a little bit more about Internet of Things and this new currency that's supposedly designed for it, the IOTA. Now, apparently when you buy an IOTA, you're actually buying an M-IOTA, meaning that one of these M-IOTAs is a million IOTA.
Yeah.
And if you look at the, if you look at, for instance, coincap.io, which is a great website to, you know, take a look-see at what the different alternative currencies, you know, Bitcoin and the rest of them have as far as their market cap value and, you know, their price points and everything. IOTA currently at number 8 out of the top 10. Its price has been going down. Who knows where it's going to stop? But it's been going down, you know, pretty consistently over the last month that it's basically been around. The market cap around $613 million right now. And there are 2.8 billion million IOTA. So add, you know, a bunch more zeros to the end of that.
It's like how many stars there are in the galaxy kind of thing.
There's way more of this IOTA stuff than there is of Dogecoin. And for listeners who have been listening for a while, you remember Dogecoin. Currently, Doge is at number 21 on the charts. It used to be in the top 10, Doge. It used to be in the top, I think, 5 at some point. But Doge is this kind of internet meme that became a cryptocurrency. And, you know, it's sort of like a joke, but at the same time, some people were taking it pretty seriously. And the idea was it was like a what they call a dust currency, I think.
Yeah. So there's a lot of it, so you could make potentially, microtransactions very easily.
Well, and the thing is, of course, Doge has fees, but this IOTA thing says that they don't have fees. They've come up with a new technology that is a blockchainless tangle, or whatever they're calling it, and that's the way it's set up has eliminated the fees to send, which means that if you want to send a hundredth of a penny's worth of this IOTA, it'll only cost you the hundredth of a penny that you want to send out. There's no fee on top of that. And what that could, in theory, enable is a lot of microtransaction-based concepts that Bitcoin and the rest of them have never been able to accomplish before. What will that mean? I don't know. That's for the market to decide. Will this take off? I don't know. But it's an interesting idea.
Right. I can't remember right now, off the top of my head, but there was some math that was done relatively recently that I think it was basically a Satoshi is about 400th of a cent.
Okay.
Currently, you probably can, you know, whip this out on your, you know, computer faster than I could, but I'm really surprised at that. I mean, you know, when we were talking about Satoshis, the Satoshi is the last
smallest
decimal place for Bitcoin.
And Bitcoin goes 8 decimals.
Yeah, it goes 8 decimals. So currently, because Bitcoin has moved up in value so much,
mm-hmm.
The value of, you know, like a penny, a Satoshi's got to be like a 400th of a penny. That means that if Bitcoin increases by another level factor of 10, as it has multiple times now,
mm-hmm.
That'll make it a 40th of a penny. If it does another, it's a fourth of a penny.
Yeah.
If it does another, it's 4 pennies.
That's a big change.
You know, and if Bitcoin gets that big, and it could,
mm-hmm.
then you know, it's going to be very difficult to add a decimal place because it's been very difficult to do anything with Bitcoin.
Right, convince all the programmers to add some more decimals. Right.
Now, I think that we might be able to live in a world where the lowest denomination is four pennies, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
But can we live in a world where the lowest denomination is 40 cents
right.
or $4?
Yeah.
And I think not.
So I think it's interesting, this IOTA thing. I put a little bit of money into it, and subsequently it started going down even more. But, you know, that's what happens. You don't ever invest something you can't afford to lose. I'd say it's one to keep an eye on. Right now, from a technical standpoint, I also, not only did I put a little bit of money into it, I also installed the full node just to see what that process was like. I wanted to actually try that out. Rather than just buying a little bit on an exchange and sitting on it, I wanted to, you know, try the full node software out. And it was a bit of a pain in the butt to set up. You've got to connect to 9 other people, and you have to get their IP address, and you have to put that in this, you know, program, and you got to open up your port on your router, and like the average person certainly cannot get into the node operation side of this at this time. And they're still working out some bugs, so maybe that's one of the reasons why the price has been going down, because it's not, you know, it's not done, basically, at this point. It's out, but it's still a work in progress. So I think it's one to keep an eye on. It does seem unique, and it does seem like it could have some potential for the future. But then again, all these things have some potential, right? You know, potential's a dime a dozen out there. The question is, will anything actually come of this?
I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know either. Only time will tell. But let's get into the story here from Free Range Kids. A little bit of fun for the remainder of the show. It was this story written by Lenore Scanese from Free Range Kids. She's referencing this piece in what she describes as the momosphere. Momosphere. It's been getting some play or some attention in the momosphere. So this is the three rules I made my daughter swear to obey in college. Number one, leave no one behind. Now, what the writer means, says Scanese, is that when you go out with your friends to a bar or party, no one should get left behind. That sounds pretty good, she says, unless one of your friends lets you know that she wants to stay later than you or go home with someone else. In that case, it doesn't make any sense that you all have to stick together. This isn't a field trip. Obviously, you should help your companion if they're drunk or if you think they're making a bad move, but your role is friend, not duena. I don't know what duena means. Is that Spanish?
I don't know what duena is.
D-U-E-N-A. Worse, here's how the rule ends. Quote, no one goes to the restroom alone.
Moment of steel.
No one steps outside to take a phone call alone. No one is left alone, period.
Wow. That's
Wait, was that her this interpretation?
No, this is a quote from the article she's referencing. This
okay,
is the momosphere.
If you're in a bar that's too dangerous to go pee by yourself, don't go to that bar. Go to a different bar. There's plenty of them.
Yeah, what exactly
or
happens?
Maybe not. I don't know. There are in Louisiana.
I mean, besides fighting with other women in a bathroom, what are the odds that you know something else terrifying is going to happen
I
in a bar
you
bathroom?
Could be,
pretty
you know,
slim, I
right.
think.
Mugged, yeah. Like you know, grabbed and drug off, you know, mashed on
in
the way to the bathroom.
In a woman's bathroom, though, I don't
then
think
the women's bathroom.
Guys in the bar are going to be cool with that.
Right. I mean, it's in a bar.
It to the women's bathroom.
I don't know. From the bar to the women's bathroom?
Well, there's this news story that was out there last year of this, you know, guy that got off because he was, you know, doing this drunk woman next to a dumpster out there, and he was bad, and she was drunk, and, you know, the internet went bananas.
Yeah, but they were outside down
How'd they
the
get
street.
There? How'd they get there?
There's more coming up here. More of the three rules that somebody made their daughter swear to obey at college. 855 450 free, like freedom, if you want to join us.
You have probably heard about Bitcoin and virtual currencies, but you don't really know what to do next. Maybe you feel like they have already passed you by. Nothing could be further from the truth. Bitcoin is an emergent technology still. It is still in beta and sweeping the globe. All the information you need to learn about Bitcoin is at Bitcoin.com. Go to your browser, type in Bitcoin.com, choose a wallet program, get Bitcoins, and then spend Bitcoins. Bitcoin.com, the only site you need to know for virtual currencies. Bitcoin.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals, Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Three rules that some lady made her daughter swear to obey at college. We're going to continue with that here. And you can, of course, take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. If we don't finish these three rules, because we are going to get into some phone calls, we'll finish them tonight because we're all staying on here for a 10:30 Eastern time, first ever live stream to YouTube only. 306. First of all, we've never done a live stream just to YouTube only. We've never done that. We've always, our YouTube videos are always simultaneous with a radio show until tonight. So we're going to do a live stream to YouTube only, and it's going to be a 360-degree camera. So we're going all in with the 360 gimmick here on Free Talk Live, and we'll be able to take calls from our Free Talk Live amplifiers only during that show, but we will be able to take your texts in the YouTube chat room. So this will also be the first time that we've ever really, in a long time, given, like, full attention, basically, to the YouTube chat room. And I suspect it's going to be an ugly, ugly thing, knowing some of those YouTube chatters. But it's an experiment, and we're going to do it tonight.
Screw them.
On our YouTube channel. If you're not a subscriber yet, you can go to youtube.freetalklive.com. That's a quick URL that'll take you right to our YouTube channel. You can subscribe there, and then at the right time, which should be about 10:30 Eastern tonight, there will be a live stream coming from this fancy little 360 cam, which really isn't that great. I'm not really impressed with it, but it works. And we finally got it working, and it should go for at least a half an hour without overheating on us. So that's the plan. So if we don't get through the three rules, we'll finish the three rules tonight uncensored on the internet at youtube.freetalklive.com about a half hour after we're done with the radio show. It gives everybody time to go grab a snack, and I got to take the dog out, that kind of thing. So to your phone calls and thoughts here, let's talk first to Jimmy. He's in North Carolina. Jimmy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melanie, and Mark.
Hello there.
Hey, Jimmy.
How you doing this fine evening?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Here you go. We're talking about Bitcoin. I just got a little question. I seem to be confused about how it works. Because I was down at 7-Eleven the other day trying to get some lottery tickets. I said, I got some Bitcoin for you. I said, no, we only take U.S. dollars. Mm-hmm. I said, well, I only got Bitcoin because I'm in a little bit of trouble here financially. I said, I'm sorry. So I'm just curious. Can we use that anywhere practically?
Can you use, what was the last part of what you said there?
Can we use Bitcoin anywhere practically is what I'm
practically. Sure. Not yet.
Well, you can use it practically on saveitpurse.com where you can...
He asked anywhere, Mark. Can you use it anywhere?
Oh.
Well,
anywhere can mean somewhere.
Okay, yes. You can use it some places.
Anywhere can mean everywhere.
Right.
Yes. So the answer is yes, you can use it somewhere.
Yeah.
The answer is no, you can't use it
everywhere.
Everywhere.
Right. 7-Eleven not accepting Bitcoin. But there are ways that you can spend Bitcoin in real life without people even realizing that's what you're doing. There are debit cards, for instance, out there that are backed by Bitcoin, that are loaded with Bitcoin and then converted at the time of the loading to U.S. dollars. Then you can just spend that debit card anywhere you want that takes Visa. So that's one option for you.
Does Bitcoin work with alimony?
Thanks for the call, Jimmy. I appreciate it. Toll-free number.
Maybe.
Oh, sorry, Melanie. Try again.
So Bitcoin might work better for you if you don't make bad life choices that end up with you being broke, buying lottery tickets, and paying alimony.
Yeah. Although, if the I presume if your ex-wife accepts Bitcoin, then it could work. Right?
I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't either.
Family court is weird. Well, I mean, I wouldn't be divorced in the first place, but family court is weird. There are situations in family court where two people can agree to something on their own, 100%. We both agree to this. We think this is reasonable. We're doing it for 10 years, and then 10 years later, she's like, you know what? I don't think that's what I actually wanted to do. And then so now the guy's paying back child support for 10 years because the number that they agreed to wasn't the number from the chart.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't be doing weird things in family courts.
Gotcha. Good advice. And you are a trained attorney, although you're not an actual attorney at this time.
Yes.
So I don't know if that's legal advice, but it's a suggestion, and it sounds like a good one. So let's see here. We actually had another roadie, but another person, but they dropped off here. So let's get back into the three rules that some lady made her daughter swear to obey. We hadn't finished the first one yet, which was leave no one behind. And Lenore Skenazy at freerangekids.com writes, no one goes to the bathroom alone? The actual quote from this article she's citing here says, quote, no one goes to the restroom alone. No one steps outside to take a phone call alone. No one is left alone, period.
Which is really weird if you have, like, a mixed gender group of friends. Like, you can't go to the bathroom alone, so somebody's in the wrong bathroom.
And you don't go outside to take a phone call? I mean, what is the concern here that some men in a van are going to roll up and grab you and, you know, throw you with masks on and throw you into their van as you're standing out in front of the bar smoking a cigarette and, you know, talking on a cell phone? What is the concern here?
I think the concern is somebody might imbibe so much alcohol that they end up making really, really bad choices.
Yeah.
And or unable to make choices at all. And I always wonder about this. I mean, I haven't been in a bar where somebody's drank so much alcohol that they can't, where a woman has drank so much alcohol that they can't make choices. Mm. I have been, I guess, a couple occasions where men have, but, you know, not women. And
where men are just, like, passing out. And
yeah, like that.
Bad.
And,
well,
you know, you get them home, you know?
Bars are different. Bars are drastic. There's drastically different types of bars.
There sure are.
I mean, I feel like this is a badly applied good general rule. So, like, you don't, like, all go out, you know, to the bar with your friends. It's like, oh, she got too drunk. Well, she decided to go home with that guy who we've never met before. Oh, well, she's 21. Who cares? Like, you don't do that, but you don't, like, follow them into the bathroom. Like, this is, like, you don't abandon people, but you don't stalk. This is silly.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Joe is on the line. He's watching online or listening online over at freetalklive.com. Hello, Joe, in West Palm Beach.
Yes, hello. How are you? How's everyone?
Good. What's on your mind tonight? Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, hi. I really just wanted to say the past few months or year has been very difficult for me as a gay male Trump supporter.
You're not keeping it together there, Joe. Okay, you got to keep it together. It could have been funny. I don't know where he was going with that.
There had to be some, right?
Yes, absolutely. Gay male Trump supporters, there could have been some comedy gold in there, but you got to keep it together if you're going to do a good crank call. Sorry, Joe. All right, so...
You think people would get good at this?
Well, I mean, it's probably his first time.
Oh, it's tricky.
Yeah, and then pressure's on. When you call talk radio, I still feel nervous sometimes when I call into talk radio shows. and I'm a pro. Right? I sit behind a microphone every night, but for whatever reason, when I'm the caller, it can be a little bit nerve-wracking for whatever reason. So I'm going to blame somebody. Number two on the list of three rules I made my daughter swear to obey at college from, let's give credit where credit is due, Mom, what was it? Mom something or other, one of these momosphere, as she describes it, websites, foreverymom.com is where this came from. Number two, watch when your drink is poured. Keep your hand over your drink at all times. Never leave your drink unattended.
I've heard a lot of stories about this stuff.
Keep your hand over your drink at all times.
Or if you're not looking at it directly, yeah.
Okay. I'm like, how common is this, Melanie? I mean, people are like pouring GHB or something like that into drinks?
I hear
or?
You can do...
there is a lot of stuff you can dip into stuff, drinks. Yeah. I mean, and the thing is, like, what is the cost of, like, holding your drink a different way?
Mm-hmm.
Approaching zero? Like, what is the risk? You know... pretty high. So
is it that high though? As Scanese points out here,
or the cost, I guess, not the risk percentage.
She says, boy, if I had only three rules to give my kid, I wouldn't waste one on this. The reason the writer does is because, quote, it's very easy to slip in something into someone's drink, unquote, which is true, but the idea that men commonly spike unattended drinks with date rape drugs is not. Here's what The Guardian said in a long article titled, quote, alcohol is by far the most dangerous date rape drug.
Yes.
Quote.
So they buy it for you.
Studies,
this looks dangerous.
Studies suggest public fears about drink spiking are unjustified. A large analysis conducted in 2001 examined 3,303 cases of suspected DFSA, drug-facilitated sexual assault, in the U.S. The results suggested public fears about drink spiking were unjustified, with the authors stating that, quote, detailed examination of the testing results does not support the contention that any single drug, apart from alcohol, can be particularly identified as a date rape drug. They couldn't even identify any other drugs for this supposed fear of date rape drugs. That's it for our radio show tonight. If you want to catch our uncensored 360-degree experimental YouTube stream, it will kick off at youtube.freetalklive.com in about a half hour from now.
youtube.freetalklive.com to hear Mark say the F-bomb.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize the bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur. The vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work. So I've been hearing Dynavite on the radio for years.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
DINOVITE.com. 859-428-1000.
And then it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right. I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dynavite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on. It was awesome.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dynavite for 90 days. I wish that we would have started the Dynavite right away. It would have been so much easier.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.